Many years ago, a young woman who felt called to the mission field was accepted into graduate school to study theology, and there were only two other women enrolled there, and her very presence seemed to make her male classmates a bit uncomfortable. And she felt isolated, she said, and yet on display. And to make matters worse, many of her professors were apparently doing their best to destroy her faith rather than build it up. Even her private devotions, she said, would often seem very dry and lonely. Well, at Christmas break, she sought her father's counsel. How can I be strong in my resolve and straight in my theology with all that I face there? Her father took a pencil from his pocket and laid it on the palm of his hand. Can that pencil stand upright by itself? He asked her. No, she replied. And then her father grasped the pencil in his hand and held it in an upright position. Okay, she said, but you're holding it now. Daughter, he replied, your life is like this pencil, but Jesus Christ is the one who can hold you. And my friend, whatever difficulties you may confront this very day, whatever you're going through, we've got to hold on to this reality that it's God who holds us in the palm of his hands. He strengthens us. He holds us. He enables us to face anything that can come our way. Genesis 28:15, in the very first book, he says, behold, I'm with you and will keep you wherever you go. I'll bring you back to this land, for I'm not going to leave you until I've done that of which I have spoken to you. My friend, let that sink in today. The psalmist would say in Psalm 68:6, God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. Do you feel bound by something? Do you feel so alone or isolated like that woman in graduate school? Well, God says, I'm going to guide you. I'm going to lead you forth with singing. Psalm 9:10 says, all those who know your mercy, Lord, will count on you for help, for you've never forsaken those who trust in you. Hebrews 13:5 says it so succinctly and so convincingly, I will never, never fail you nor forsake you. My friend, I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know how big your challenge happens to be, but I would remind you, do you know how big your God is? When David went out to battle Goliath, he didn't measure this so-called giant next to the smallness of his own stature as a teenage boy. No, he measured how small this Philistine fighter was compared to the size of David's almighty God. And Heavenly Father, I pray that for my friend listening in right now, and that he would take his eyes off of the problem, that she would take her eyes off of the circumstances, and that we would all place our eyes on you, God, that we would set our affections on things above, not on things below, and that we would remember it's no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And these lives we now live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and who gave himself for us. We're so thankful that you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. That's your promise. And we know that there's one thing impossible for you to do. You cannot lie. Oh, we're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.